Warning, do not listen to this podcast if hearing about freedom and liberty is not legal for you in your community. And if so, you should immediately move to a hipper community.
Welcome to the Freedom Fiends Podcast, a weekly web lab where Michael W. Dean and Nima Vedati cover the punk rockinist, hip-hopinist current events, as well as timeless universal truths about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, because there's no such thing as half-free. The Freedom Fiends Podcast, available from freedomfiends.com. That's freedomfiends.com.
We're rolling. Nickety need Nima V, what's up? This is Michael Dean.
What's up, Michael Dean? Do you think all of our listeners have read Boston's Gun Bible?
No, but if they haven't, they should go out and read Boston's Gun Bible. And
they should definitely do that. That is an amazing, it's an amazing thing just to have to look at, even when you're done reading it, just to go back and find information. It's sort of a compendium of all things gun. Awesome.
And his book, You and the Police, all his books are good, but those two particularly have helped me a lot. I pulled his book off the shelf. I've read it all the way through, but I pulled it off the shelf this week to read the section on Glocks because I was going out to buy a Glock.
Ah, yes, you've got your big boy gun.
My big boy gun, I know.
So what you trying to say? If you rock the 9, then you're not a big boy?
I don't know. Well, if you rock the 38 Snubby, you're not, which is what I've been rocking a lot. I sold you my 9. I mean, a 9 is a capable cartridge, but
I really think it is, and you can carry more 9, you can keep more 9 with you. It seems like
I don't know, how many can you carry in your 9? I can carry 16.40 in this Glock.
Really?
Yep. You carry
okay.
Yeah.
Same amount for me, I guess.
Yep.
Well, okay. Well, although I also have read that you shouldn't, obviously, you should bring enough gun to the fight, but you shouldn't bring too much gun if it's going to affect your fight. Are you able to control this just like you could the smaller cartridge?
Yeah, it's really a lot of the best of both worlds between 9mm and 45. I mean, 45s are man stoppers. You know, people that get hit with a 45 go down. But 45s generally hold like 9, 10, 11 rounds because the rounds are so big. 40 was actually developed as a compromise between 9 and 45. But it's what the guy in our movie, the I got a Glock 40, and then shoots himself in the foot, you know.
He was the only one in that room professional left to handle that Glock 40.
I know.
So now you've got the Glock. Well, it's actually a Glock Model 22. Is that what it is?
23, which is the same caliber and style in about an inch shorter.
Right. I was thinking about that the other day. There was actually a SWAT standoff I was a part of while I was working the news, and they had one of these sniper guys come out, and he had his sidearm in a leg holster. It was just around his thigh, you know, because when he's laying down, he doesn't want it to get in the way because he's a sniper. He's going to be, you know, lying prone on the ground. I was thinking how that would be the most convenient way to carry a gun. And I know you can carry openly. You could do that in a thigh holster, but how nice would it be to live in a world where everybody just had their thigh holsters?
Well, it is the most convenient place to get because you don't have to bend your arm like you do if it's on your hip.
Exactly. It's right there.
That's how William Kostrick carried his gun when he went to the Obama event in New Hampshire. And we're going to have an interview here in a few weeks or months with our buddy William Kostrick.
Go ahead and tell us a little bit more about him. He sounds like a pretty cool guy.
He's a guy that I've never met him in person, but we've exchanged a lot of emails and messages, and I met him through Free State Project, the New Hampshire Free State Board, years ago, and chatted a lot and really got along. He is the guy that was best known for kind of his 15 minutes of fame was he open carried his 9mm on a hip holster to an event in New Hampshire where Obama was speaking. And he wasn't aggressing on Obama. He wasn't pulling his gun out and playing show and tell. He just had it on him. And he also had a sign that said, "The tree of liberty must be watered from time to time," which is a partial quote. The full quote is, "Watered from time to time with the blood of tyrants and patriots."
Which right. He left that part out.
Which is who? Jefferson, I think?
It gets quoted as Jefferson, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe we should check on that.
Well, you know, the Jefferson quote I like is that the problem with information on the internet is it's hard to confirm, which is a Jefferson quote.
Exactly. You can use anybody's, you can quote any founding father you want for anything. Yeah, that's how that works.
There were a couple quotes that were misquoted that went viral after it was announced that Osama was killed. One was misattributed to Mark Twain, and it was something like, I've never wished a man dead, but I've read some obituaries with pleasure. And then there was another one that was the opposite. And Mark Twain didn't say that. It sounds like he would, but... And then there was another one that was kind of the opposite. It was getting on people for being gleeful about Osama's death. And it was a quote from Martin Luther King. And it was a quote from King, but some woman had... She'd attributed it correctly. She'd put it in quotes and said MLK after it. But before it, she'd put kind of her two-line editorial. But somebody on Facebook or Twitter, like... mixed it up and included her comment and put the quote in the wrong place, and it went viral. So, you know, information on the internet is hard to confirm. Thomas Jefferson.
Worms.
So why did you say that it's ironic that Lincoln is on the penny logo for the tax in Casper that's called voluntary? Because Lincoln was a non-voluntary guy?
Exactly. I mean, Lincoln is almost the... I wouldn't say he's a start because, as you mentioned before, it seems the Whiskey Rebellion was really the start of America not being what it was supposed to be. But I think Lincoln really did more than anybody else in American history to push us to the way things are today, where we have this tyrannical state that wouldn't even be recognizable by any of the founding fathers, much less just any normal civilized person. Lincoln actually just went to war. The South didn't want to be part of the United States anymore. It was voluntary. I mean, that's what secession is. That's how America was started. That's what the Declaration of Independence says, basically, is that when you don't want to be in the government voluntarily, you have the right to leave. And they did that, and Lincoln, that's basically, Lincoln is the anti-voluntarist, the anti-libertarian. He's the statist god.
Thank you. Thank you for clarifying that. So I have a new tagline for the podcast for now. I think we can change it from time to time. It was because freedom should be fun, and now it's anti-war, pro-gun.
Anti-war, pro-gun. And why do you pick that, Michael?
Because it's true of both of us, and because it's kind of shocking, and a lot of people, I think, wouldn't understand it and would want to see more.
Right. And that's sort of the problem, and I guess that is what we try to do here, is let you realize that guns are a voluntary thing. It's not the inanimate object that's the force.
Yeah.
It's the force we're against, and war sums up government, force, and death more than anything else. So yeah, anti-war, which is the biggest outcropping, the biggest thing you see from government as far as evil, and pro-gun, which is pro-freedom. You know, the symbol of freedom is symbolized by a gun because that is... the last vestige between tyranny and you.
Worms. My cats are going crazy.
Yeah, my cat's been on a rampage. He's been destroying all the glass in the house he can find.
Really? Like breaking glasses?
Yeah, well, he broke his water bowl, which is porcelain or some kind of ceramic. Just knocked it off the table that it's on, because we keep it on a table so the dog can't get to it. Then later that day, he knocked off his water bowl, same thing. And this morning, he just knocked over a glass full of water and broke that. Why would a cat do such a thing, Michael?
I don't know. Cat psychology is a weird thing. There's a couple things I know that cats regularly do that people think is weird that I know the answer to. One is not burying their poo. We have one cat that does that, and it's basically to try to be the alpha cat, like to make a point.
Like, my shit don't stink.
Something like that, or else just like, no, my shit does stink and you're going to smell it.
Ah, got it.
I mean, because the reason cats bury their poo as well as their food when they're done with it.
Is to hide their tracks, right?
From predators, yeah.
Right.
And we've got one cat that was introduced after the other cats and is trying to pretend to be the alpha cat and does it by, that's one of the ways he does it. Another thing cats do is bring you dead animals. And it's to reward you for being a good hunter because, you know, you go out 8 hours a day and work and then you come back and you always have lots of yummy food for them. They think you're out hunting.
Right, right.
So they bring you dead mice and birds. And the reason they chew off the heads and the feet is they're taking off the parts that don't taste good. They're preparing it for you to be really yummy.
They're making you a meal. You normally make them a meal, so they're making you a meal.
Yeah.
Fair enough. So do we have some stuff to talk about, Michael?
Well, I found a cop show I like. You know, I've had a lot of problem liking the cop shows I used to like because I just see them as stomping on people's rights now. It's First 48. You ever seen it?
No, I thought that was a reality show. Is that a fiction?
No, it is a reality show.
Okay.
It's basically two groups of cops in two different cities. I think one's in Memphis and one's in Houston, I think. And all they do is solve murders, and they don't step on people's rights, and they just get out there and shoe leather and talk to people, and they solve murders. Okay. And they solve murders of, like, mostly of young black drug dealers, like people whose murders usually get brushed aside.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. Okay. Yeah.
And, okay. And it also is a good show because it shows you how to deal with an interrogation. Like, in other words, don't, you know, because it's all like people cracking and they don't even bully them. It's basically like they have a middle-aged black man or woman being parental to them and being like, okay, you got to do the right thing. You got to be a man. You got to stand up here. What'd you do? Admit it.
Wow. Yeah. And obviously the rule on that is don't talk to cops ever.
Yeah. Which even my, you know, square lawyer friend says too.
Yeah. It's just something you don't do. I mean, anything you say can and will be used in a court of law, and it doesn't, it can be quoted out of context or in any way they want. Once they have words that you've said, they become weapons for them to prosecute you.
One of the funny things about this show is, like, a lot of times people's alibi of why they weren't somewhere where someone died is, I was across town, I was smoking crack with so-and-so. Yeah. But it's, you know, it's real cops doing real cop work, which... Right.
Because in a free world, you know, that's what cops would do. You would have organizations to sit there and solve murders. Nobody wants people to be murdered.
You know what the street cop derogatory term is for cops that just sit around in an office and do paperwork and computer stuff? Chairborne Rangers.
Exactly. And those are the bureaucratic pencil pushers.
Yep. All right, brother. All right, man. I'm going to let you go. Peace.
Peace, homie. Tune in today.
Hello, I'm Michael Dean.
And I'm Nima Vedati.
This educational documentary will undoubtedly upset some people who get a boner from preying on the rights of others.
Therefore, we'd like to say this on record. If either of us are ever facing any felony charges, the thing was planted or the evidence otherwise manufactured.
And if either of us is ever found dead of a drug overdose, a car crash, or an apparent suicide, there was probably a government agency behind it.
And remember, the only power they have is the power you allow them.
Landing laws and choppy stating, all just real bad body training. And the bed wearing snitches, tell the federal bitches, you better mind your own business. And Ramax make me defenseless. Empty 30 from the K and self defense is guaranteed to leave you senseless.
Private versions of the FDA, the SEC, and all of the alphabet soup government agencies would evolve. You can see this already with things like Consumer Reports.
I'm a peace-loving man, don't want to hurt no one. Just wanna be left alone, a little place in the sun. I'm a peace-loving man, don't wanna hurt no one. And of course, I own a gun. Truth be told, now I'm more than one. And I practice almost every day. Because peace and freedom are not free. Because peace and freedom are not free.
Don't tread on me. My guns for keeping you honest. That is my right as a free man. My guns for keeping you honest.
There's millions of us. No amount of laws could ever make us go away. You made up those false laws anyway. Why don't you just go away? Why don't you just die and go away? I'm like a cat with teeth, I'm mellow and sweet until you mess with me. There's millions of us, we'll never go away. There's millions of us, more every day.
Don't tread on me.
My guns for keeping you honest. That is my right as a free man. My guns for keeping you honest. That is my right as a free man. My guns for keeping you honest. That is my right as a free man. My guns for keeping you honest. That is my right. That is my plan.
Freedom Fiends podcast is covered by a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license. Do what you want with it and spread it around. Tell two friends. Make copies. Email it to everyone you know. Go on the site and comment. This is a conversation. Every Friday night, we'll have an exciting new episode where Michael W. Dean and Nima Vadadi weave their own unique take on the way the world works and how to find your place in it. Available from freedomfiends.com. That's freedomfiends.com. Subscribe and tell two friends.
And remember, the only power they have is the power you allow them.